Good morning and welcome to Wake Up with Marcy and Hillary, a talk show with heart. So great to have you here.
Today we have trauma expert Olivia Verhulst with us, and she is making big strides in mental health, especially for moms. And she has a new project, the Trauma-Informed Maternal Health Directory, that she's going to share with us, and the importance of why we have to have that.
And then we have co-producer and co-writer of the film Trinity's Triumph, Father Stephen and Kathy Carson. We dive deep into the story of three men entering the seminary and the human side of preparing to be a priest. Prepare for an unforgettable cinematic experience with Trinity's Triumph. Stay tuned for an exclusive peek behind the scenes of this remarkable film where faith and resilience collide in a story.
Next, we're excited to have Wendy Boucher, the mastermind behind Honeyopathy. And Honeyopathy combines natural bee products with classical Chinese medicine, offering a unique approach to wellness. Let's explore Wendy's journey and how Honeyopathy is making waves in health and sustainability.
So stay tuned as we enjoy our guest. Grab a cup of coffee.
Grab a little tea.
Exactly. It's time to get enlightened and inspired with Wake Up.
Start the show.
We are excited to have Olivia Verhulst back with us. She is a mental health trailblazer. She is here to join with us to discuss the importance of open conversations and share insights from the Trauma-Informed Maternal Health Directory, which is a new program she has started. So welcome back, Olivia.
Hello. Happy Mental Health Awareness Month to you.
That's great. Thank you for being a constant reminder of all of this for us every time you come on.
Exactly.
I'm grateful to be here.
So let's talk about why it's so important to have the conversation around mental health and educate others and bring to light exactly what it is.
Yeah, so the short answer I would say is the louder that we are about mental health and the more open that we are challenging the silence. And the silence is where stigma, shame, and struggle grow. Like, these things really do thrive in the dark. And so the more open that we are in these conversations that are historically taboo conversations, and the more that we bring them into the light of day, the more frequently people can actually access the care that they're needing. We can help people feel less alone. We can help connect people with support. And so the more that we are prioritizing this conversation in the media, at our family dinner tables, and in our friend groups, we are protecting people.
So you do such a great job with helping people really with tips and habits that they can do. Can you share with some simple ones that people could do today?
Yeah, so ones that are top of mind today. I'd share that checking in with your mind and body daily goes very far. It might sound oversimplified, and yet how often are we actually asking ourselves, what am I needing? And it might be connection, it might be rest, motivation, whatever it may be. And then for our bodies, we can check in with ourselves daily via a body scan. Mm-hmm. And a body scan template can be found online, so I'd encourage viewers to look up body scan template. Mm. Secondly, I would encourage folks to make their self-talk conscious by identifying and challenging that negative voice in our head and increasing our self-compassion talk. Like, our voice is the one that we are hearing all day, so it is the one that we are believing more than anything. And lastly, this may not be applicable to everybody, but I think it'll be applicable to somebody today. Send that inquiry to that therapist that you've been putting off. It's time. You don't have to wait until you're on survival mode to ask for support.
What a great last tip there.
Thank you.
Because too many people do wait till the very, crisis.
Yeah.
And they then call.
Yeah.
Get ahead of it.
Yeah. So let's talk about new moms.
Yes.
So important. And I'm glad that you are here to have this conversation, because new moms struggle with so many things when it comes to mental health. And now you're caring for this baby, and there's so many people that are depending on you.
Yep.
Right. And there's so much stress with that, and fear, and so many emotions. Mm. So what are some of the challenges, the real challenges that they're facing? And how can you help give some tips for them to mentally feel stronger?
Yeah. So in addition to May being Mental Health Awareness Month, it is also Maternal Mental Health Awareness Month. And so a focus of mine is on perinatal mental health. And the perinatal period is that period of pregnancy up until about a year after birth, where there are some common struggles around that time period. We call them PMADs. It stands for perinatal mood and anxiety disorders. And it ranges from perinatal and postpartum depression, which we hear often about, anxiety, psychosis, bipolar disorder, OCD. And the fact of the matter is for birthing parents and non-birthing parents, the time period is quite delicate and vulnerable. So if folks are feeling vulnerable during that time period, you're not alone. And if you are feeling like you are struggling, help can be effective for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have recently come up with the Mental Health Directory. Yeah. Tell us about that and how does one actually use that?
Yes, so specifically, my co-founder, Elizabeth Gray, and I, she is a Chicago-based therapist and one of the most special providers and people I know, we have launched a trauma-informed maternal health directory. And trauma-informed is a language or a term that gets really thrown around out there, but what it means is that as providers, we are operating with the awareness that the person coming into our room is more likely than not to have a trauma history. Mm-hmm. And we are prioritizing pillars of care, such as safety, collaboration, transparency, asking permission, and cultural sensitivity, among other things. And so within all of that, we wanted to fill the gap. Liz is an infertility warrior, and so she's coming from the patient end too, of having a hub where people can come and know, here is a ton of resources and trauma-informed providers that I can feel safe with. Mm-hmm. And so we have created that directory on maternaltraumasupport.com. That's where folks can find us and our providers. And if you're a provider, come join us.
That's so great.
Yeah,
Thank you, Olivia, for coming on again.
Yeah,
thank
Olivia.
Plethora so of information,
yeah,
right?
The directory is going to be truly a godsend to so many different people out there. Thank
great
you.
Great work, Olivia. Thank you again. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, guys.
When we come back, we get an insider's exploration of the film Trinity's Triumph with creators Kathy Carson and Father Stephen Fichter. It's a journey you won't want to miss.
And Wendy Boucher, the founder of Honeopathy, she combines natural bee products with classical Chinese medicine, prioritizing sustainability in holistic wellness.
Today, we are so thrilled to introduce Kathy Carson and Father Stephen Fichter to the show. They both are the talented duo behind the new movie, Trinity's Triumph. Together, they've crafted a film that's not just a story, but a journey of faith and discovery.
Come on. You're not scared? Even a little bit? I mean, Heck's not even going to be there. He's retired. What are we going to do?
I am not scared at all. I'm sure about this.
This is the DNA for a truly fine priest. If you are truthful every day of your life, you will be eternally free. Integrity. Be who you truly are. Don't lead double lives. The Native Americans speak of straight eyes and clean hands, words to live by. Endurance means you're in it for the long haul. My advice, take it all one day at a time. Amicizia, a beautiful word. Friendship, always be good friends. Support each other. Veritas, integritas, tolerancia, amicizia, vita, life. Your life.
It just makes me sad that priests can't marry. I mean, intellectually, I've always understood the church's position, but in my gut, I just can't help questioning if
the church may have deviated from Christ's original intention.
Right. Christ never made celibacy an obligatory part of the priesthood.
You're supposed to be my friend.
I am your friend, you idiot. And I'm not going to let you make the biggest mistake of your life. You have always been sure. You've always known without a doubt.
I'm going to go away for a while, clear my head, I need to make a decision.
Damn right you do. We promised each other, Tom. And we promised God.
Welcome to the show. We're so excited to have you.
Welcome. So great.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Marcy. Thanks, Hillary. We're happy to be with you.
It's so great. And Father Stephen, let's talk about why was it so important for you to write this film? And what do you hope that the audience takes away from it?
This movie is really something I held in my heart for a quarter century. I began in 1998, and it was really a desire that welled up within me as I saw that the church was having fewer and fewer young men joining the priesthood. And I wanted to create an inspirational movie that would inspire the next generation to follow the call into priesthood. And I wanted to make a movie also that was realistic. I think there were two kind of extremes that existed with movies with priests. There were the black and white films of our parents' generation, where it was like Bing Crosby, and it was just this idealized version. And then there was kind of the other end where priests were like villains. And the vast, vast majority of us are there somewhere in the middle. And I wanted to create a movie that spoke about that.
So Father Stephen, can you share with us about the characters? And you also touch on the sexual abuse scandal and celibacy. Why was that important for you to bring into this film? And I mean, it was a very touching film. And I know that it brings to light what other people are afraid to talk about. So why was that important to you?
Well, thank you, Marcy. And Kathy, coined that term that we keep using about it's kind of that look over the rectory wall or look through the stained glass window and to see priests who they really are. And I think knowing who priests really are, we're human beings like anyone else. We have good days and bad days. There are times when we get really lonely and sad, other days where we're just happy and very fulfilled. And we wanted to show that full kind of range of emotions. But those two topics that you just mentioned, the one about celibacy, I did want to bring that in because so many of my friends that I entered the seminary with who either did not make it to ordination, many of them left because they really wanted to get married and have a family. And then even some of my friends who made it to ordination, but then left afterwards, the vast majority of them left because they wanted to get married and have their own family. So celibacy is a real struggle. I think any priest, if he's really honest with you and will share that there's different seasons and times of life where celibacy can be a harder discipline than others. It's beautiful in many ways. It can lead to a really fruitful priesthood, but it brings with it definitely a struggle. And that's been my own experience and the experience of so many of my friends and brother priests.
Really quick, I want to know, what drew you to collaborate with Father Stephen on Trinity's Triad? How did that come to be?
Well, Father Stephen and I knew each other from the first parish that he was in as a parochial vicar, and we became friends. And through that friendship, he knew that I had production background and writing background. And one day he invited me to be involved in writing a script and elaborating on the idea that he had already begun in Rome. And so I was intrigued with the idea of presenting the priesthood in a more modern take on things, because when I was a very small person, it was still the priest was my communion was when the priest was still facing the altar, not the congregation. And it was an aura of separateness that I had grown up with. So then having more accessibility and through my friendship with Father Stephen, who obviously is a priest, it was a very intriguing idea to show that behind the scenes and that humanity of who they really are as people, and that they, have many of the same struggles that we all do, but, have committed their lives to God. And it was really a wonderful opportunity to be able to show this new modern side.
Thank you, Kathy, so much for sharing about that. And I know that you guys have gone through so much to get this film out there. And we want to hear some of the behind the scenes.
Yeah, the favorite scene
What's a favorite scene that you guys had, a memorable moment when working on the set?
I'll let Kathy talk. I mean, I have some of my favorite scenes, but Kathy, you go ahead.
Well, I was going to talk about a little bit about the unknown aspects of how some of the locations were discovered. One was with the Lewis Calder Center. We are often asked we're often asked about the camp. And it's so beautiful and such a gorgeous setting. And how did we find that? And actually, that was through Fordham. That is, in reality, the Lewis Calder Center for Research. And the day that I went location scouting with our other partner, Thomas Hanna, they were preparing for a major study on pigeon migration from New York City to Washington, D.C., and the idea of being able to turn that environment into the cozy camp, the Pine Point camp of Monsignor Heck, was just amazing. To go from, you know, clinical serious research projects to our wonderful story and be able to warm it up in so many creative ways. So that was very exciting to see that happen.
Well, I can imagine how you transform those into such incredible on-camera areas. So thank you for sharing that. And where can people go to actually watch the movie?
Well, primarily, the Amazon Prime is a great place, but we are also on Hulu, Vudu. If we go to our website, which is trinitiestriumph.com, that lists out the entire list of places where you might be able to see the movie.
Important story, everyone. Exactly. Trinity's Triumph. .com. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for coming on Wake Up.
Thank you. Thanks so much. We appreciate everything.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
After the break, we meet Wendy Boucher, the founder of Honeyopathy. She combines natural bee products with classical Chinese medicine, prioritizing sustainability and holistic wellness. Joining us now is Wendy Boucher, the visionary behind Honeyopathy, blending natural bee products with classical Chinese medicine for holistic wellness and environmental stewardship. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's great to have you.
Oh my gosh,
interesting discussion that we're going to have.
We're just playing with the products and they're amazing. Mm. I'm loving this one.
All right, so tell us about Honeyopathy and how you've integrated Chinese medicine with this new state-of-the-art experience.
Yeah, so Chinese medicine, we're all very familiar with Western medicine, right? But Eastern medicine isn't as widely understood in this country. But I've always been kind of in the practice of that, using acupuncture, acupressure, and those types of, you know, more holistic treatments, mm-hmm. where you're really kind of treating the underlying problem and not
so
the
important.
Symptom. Western medicine we're all pretty familiar with, but Chinese medicine has been around for about 3,000 years. Mm-hmm. And it's really all about, like, energy flow. And you call qi is like your life force energy, right? And it travels through what they call meridians, which are really just the pathways in which energy flows between our different organs, all of our internal systems. It's really all about, like, understanding the balance between our organs, and when we experience stagnation, we're really experiencing those symptoms that aren't right in our bodies.
So if we're sick,
Like something's happening in our organs. Okay.
Right. Blocks, the blocks in your body.
Exactly. So acupressure or acupuncture, you're really kind of stimulating those areas mm-hmm. in your body where mm-hmm. there is stagnation. Mm-hmm. Your body kind of heals itself. It kind of regenerates those mm-hmm. areas that are injured or yeah. are experiencing inflammation, all of the things that we experience. So it's a very, very different approach. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you think about Chinese medicine, there's like there are five elements that yeah. that were really tied to our constitution, our health constitutions, and our personalities. And it's wood, metal, earth, fire, and metal, right? And so you have a dominant element. And there's a quiz on our website if you'd like to test.
I
yourself.
Think that's so.
I love it. Yeah. I loved everything about the quiz.
Yeah. So it really kind of helps you understand, you know, what organs in your system are really driving the energy that you put out into the world, right? So if you're a fire element,
right.
it's all about your heart. And you experience life through love and heart, and that's how you interpret the world. You know, if you're wood, it's your liver, and, you know, you've got a plan, and you've got things yeah. to do, and you know, and you have, it's really when you think about wood, you're a tree, right? You're reaching up, you're constantly growing, it's about a plan, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But there could be rigidity in that, right? So yeah. if you're out of balance, mm-hmm. these these health constitutions present them.
So
right.
I was so curious because we got to get to the honey.
I know. I want to talk about
how do the bees come into this because they are such a vital part.
And how are your products helping with this? Yeah.
Well, we chose honey because honey is about as wholesome a food that you can eat, right? Mm. It's when bees are in tune with nature. They're producing superfood, right? Mm-hmm. When they're out of alignment, when they're exposed to pesticides and commercial farming, right? They're not getting what they need. They can't produce the honey that can feed them, and then they fail, right? So we're right. all interconnected.
Right.
And I feel like the honeybee is really probably, we're most dependent on them. Mm-hmm. We're probably most like them. Mm-hmm. We survive as a community when yeah. When one of us fails, we all fail, right?
Yeah.
When you
yeah.
think of
such
a hive
and
a colony. Yeah. And so I wanted to come up with a product that, one, could amplify the benefits of homeopathy or the blend of botanicals, the same food that bees are eating, mm-hmm. that we could basically leverage that and feed ourselves.
And but, you have teas and you have, tell us about some other
different
other
types of honey.
Yeah, we have infused honeys, we have teas with bee pollen. We have beeswax candles that are infused with essential oils, and we have a line of essential oils as well.
And I know you protect the bee, and
we do,
right? And that's so important. And your mission is so important, and the work is incredible.
It is,
right?
And as you said, it's so tied to our own well-being.
It is. I mean, if they survive, we survive. Mm-hmm. If they right. don't survive, you know, we're at risk.
So how can we find out more about what you're doing?
I think there's a lot of products out there, a lot of bee-based products out mm-hmm. there, but they're not always, I'd like to say that if it's mass produced, it's probably been processed, it's probably
Absolutely.
Been adulterated in some way.
Right.
And potentially the bees could have been exploited mm-hmm. just for the honey, right? Because
right.
when you take the honey from the bees, that's their food, right? So, and sometimes you extract so much of their food
yeah.
that they don't survive.
They don't
and
survive.
So really what we're about is supporting, you know, local beekeepers.
Right.
You know,
Terrific.
We sell our honey only based on what we can harvest mm-hmm. and not any more than that.
So how can people find your amazing products?
So we're on honeyopathy.co and we're also primarily on Instagram right now. But we're looking to expand into Facebook, into YouTube, and we're really looking to produce more content around, you know, Chinese medicine and understanding, as well as just looking for other ways to support sustainable beekeeping.
So
well,
important.
The honey's so amazing, and I love that it helps the body in so many ways and connected to these elements. So you're doing incredible stuff.
Thank you,
thank you so much, and thank you for coming on
yeah.
Wake Up with Marcy.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Very grateful for the opportunity to be here.
Thank you for tuning in. And wow, how about honeyopathy?
What metal are you?
I mean, I found out I was wood.
I know, and she thinks I'm earth.
I know. So go and explore that because there are so many cool things that came out of the show today.
Yeah.
And
if
you want
a lot of health related stuff and a great film, Trinity's Triumph.
Absolutely. And I like how they started to create the next generation. How are we going to move forward when there are all these
really
things?
Understanding the seminary and talking, like deep conversations, things that.
And Father Stephen went there.
Yeah, he went there.
Yep. So you can go ahead and find us on Wake Up with Marcy and Hillary.com.
Watch the guests, right? Watch today's segment.
Yeah.
You don't have to see it. Yeah. Next week on Wake Up with Marcy and Hillary, we introduce Kelly Pierce, an award-winning coach and founder of I Am More Academy.
And Rachel Russo, a well-known professional matchmaker and dating coach, and the founder of Rachel Russo Relationships.
And Tori Archbold, entrepreneur extraordinaire, from founding TourStar at 24 to empowering female leaders with powerful steps. So remember, be kind to yourself and kind to others.
And wake up to all of your possibilities.
See you next week.
See you next week.